Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Every Wednesday, Mark, along with his special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark is a tested, certified, and professional spiritual medium, metaphysical teacher, healer, and spiritual advisor with a spiritual practice based in Seattle, Washington. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark Lanehart here on the Om Times Radio Network. I thank you so much for tuning in to the live broadcast today, as we're going to be talking about the great global pause and reset that all of us find ourselves in. So if you've made your way to the live show, thank you so much. Put on some comfortable clothes, kick back, grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a protein shake or even a bowl of ice cream, and let's hang out for the next 45 minutes as I talk about the importance of taking a pause, taking a rest, or taking a reset. There's great benefits in all of that, and unfortunately, with everything that's going on from a global standpoint, everybody is forced to take this pause, to take this reset, to take this time to reflect. You know, a lot of times, you know, too many people go through life without pausing to enjoy what they have. And so I just want to say thank you for tuning in. And I'm just sending my prayers and good thoughts and love out to all of you that are listening to the show, or if you catch it on the podcast, just know that I'm right there with you. We're doing this together. I see you. I hear you. I know you. I can feel you, what's going on around the planet from an empath and as a sensitive. And there's a lot of uncertainty right now. But this is, you know, what we're going to be faced with as we move from a health crisis around the globe, especially here in the United States, as we continue to trend up without bending the curve or flattening the curve, as they talk about. But we are showing positive signs of what's going on here in Seattle, where this all started, just a few miles in Kirkland, Washington, just a few miles from my house with the nursing home facility there. This is where it all started back in early March. And the state of Washington took the time to lock everything down. And so, you know, I have to commend those in charge for, you know, making that decision, because it's a tough decision to literally shut everything down at the flip of a switch. Small businesses, restaurants, the economy. And this is not something easily done, but we know that life is more valuable and life is worth more than a paper dollar bill. And what we're showing here in Seattle is, some signs that this is actually being stopped or reduced based on spread. So just know that I'm doing this show today because I want to bring inspiration and encouragement and guidance and positivity into the world, because as a light worker, it's up to us to bring the light into the darkness. And right now there's a lot of darkness around all of us. And I'm just sending my condolences out to anybody that has been impacted by COVID-19 or has passed into spirit because of COVID-19. When this is all said and done, guys, we're going to know somebody personally that was impacted directly or indirectly by COVID-19. I can say personally, I've had a family member who tested negative but had all the symptoms, but we're now learning through the data that there may be a 30% chance of what we call false negatives, means the testing was actually wrong. And, you know, I've had some professional colleagues and friends that have tested positive for COVID-19, and they're in isolation right now. So I personally can connect with this, but I know that this too shall pass. And a couple weeks ago, I talked about the great pandemic of the 21st century. And this is the follow-up show to that, because I do want to bring inspiration and hope into your home, wherever you may be in this planet, because we're all in this together. And Martin Luther King Jr. talked about this, that we may all come from different vessels, but we're in the same ship now. And that is very, very true. So with everything, Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mark Lanehart. I'm here in Seattle, Washington. You can find more about me at marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector. You can catch me live over on Facebook on Monday mornings called Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, where I connect with amazing people all around the planet. It's a live Facebook show. And then it's followed immediately after by The Healing Cafe, where I actually do personal readings, spiritual chats. I answer your questions, may bring through a loved one. You never know what you're going to get in The Healing Cafe because it's literally like a spiritual box of chocolates. But that's every Monday morning starting at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then at 8:30 is when The Healing Cafe starts and Metaphysical Mocha ends and uploads to my YouTube channel. So it's my way of paying it forward. It's my pro bono work. It's my way of giving back, the golden circle, helping others, the golden rule, if you will. And we need a lot of that right now. We need to focus in on the positivity and think up, keep our chin up and do this together. So reach out to a loved one, reach out to a family, especially if they're elderly. Please reach out to them via phone or computer. Use technology to your advantage because think about this, in 1918, they had no communications, they had no technology, so I can only imagine what that time frame looked like. But we're not in the same time frame. We are going to move through this, but there are some stormy days ahead and some trials and tribulations for all of us, but this too shall pass. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, you can get on my YouTube channel at Mark Lanehart. You can also get on my newsletter, Soul Adventures. Great way to connect with me. You can also open up Positive Living through your Alexa or Echo Pod. Just ask the Alexa to activate Positive Living, where you get spiritual tips from me to help you through this journey, through this storm, if you will. And if you missed the live broadcast of today's show, no worries. You can catch all the encore shows, the past five seasons of Inspired Living Radio, where we have interviewed great people, just wonderful teachers from all aspects of life, from all genres and different, from medicine to sports to death. We had a topic talking about greening death and how we're going to look at, you know, this is going to be part of the transformation periods that we're going to go through. But if you go to Om Times Radio Archives, all the archive shows for Inspired Living Radio live there. You can also find Inspired Living Radio through iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLanehart.com, and check out some of the shows. I mean, what else are you going to do? If you're in isolation like I am until May 4th, you got a couple weeks ahead of you. So head to my YouTube channel, head to Om Times Radio Archive, check out the shows on the or the podcasts, and it's just a really great way to pass the time and stay positive and stay together. So what I did before the show, I was kind of thinking about what I wanted to talk about. Today's show is talking all about the great global pause and reset that we all find ourselves in right now. Literally, it's almost, you know, if you're listening to the show today, you almost feel like it's the Twilight Zone. You know, I need the music for Twilight Zone. Chris, do you have any Twilight Zone music? My producer. it's just, you know, it's surreal that, you know, that everything around the planet has come to a complete stop. And one of the mantras that I picked, I try to bring a positive mantra into each show that I do. And the card that I picked for today was, you know, I shuffled and I put my intention because I firmly believe that energy follows your intentions, whether it's the power of prayer, the power of meditation, just your intent to want to accomplish something in life. And so I said, all right, give me a message for today that would really help inspire my inspired listening audience all around the globe. And it was the magic card that I pulled out. And believe it or not, it's a rabbit pulling a rabbit out of the hat. And it says, I believe in magic. I see evidence of it all of the time. And through the tricks, and though the tricks can probably be explained away by something sensible and ordinary, I'd rather not ruin the fun. Other people can fill their days with mere coincidence. I fill mine with, holy crap, that's unbelievable. And that's the magic card that I pulled for our positive mantra, our positive affirmation. We like to have an inspired living positive affirmation. And it's interesting because I talk a lot about the magic in the moment. And I really am trying to stay in that mindset because we can't control, guys, what's going on around us. We are not in control of that. But what we are in control of is our thoughts and how we respond to all of the different things that we're seeing in a daily basis, whether what's happening in the globe, what's happening here in the United States, the amount of people that are passing from COVID-19. But also we can focus on, you know, what the good things are with this, the amount of people that are recovering, the amount of people that are being tested. You know, we're getting more and more tests, which is a positive thing, so we can start to return back to normal life. But normal life is not going to be normal anymore. There's a new norm, and this is part of the transformation that I'll talk about after our first break. But it's the great transformation. It's the great awakening period. Now, some people, you know, listening to the show, and I do have friends that are skeptics and, you know, doubters and, you know, the negative, you know, response. And I always just tell people, you know, people come talk with me or have a reading with me because they want insight. And I teach people how to use their intuition and their discernment. And what I would say in this moment in time is use your intuition, which is the language of your soul. Use your discernment to make an informed decision. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and it can be really easy to get caught up on a political side or a religious side or something you see on social media. Trust your intuition, trust your discernment. It helps with making that logical decision for your life, not necessarily what somebody else says out there. And there's a lot of pundits and skeptics and critics out there that will, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of times they're not right with all this. So I always remind people, follow the data, follow the science, follow the history from 1918, and it'll give you a good reflection of where we're at 100 years later with this current COVID-19. And again, believe in the magic. Have that consciousness and that positive thought that we will move out of this twilight zone that we have found ourselves in, and we will move into a new transformational period where right now the planet is literally healing. As we have this global pause and reset, the planet is literally healing from, you know, smog. I just saw a story about India for the first time. 1.3 billion people actually locked down their entire country, sheltered in place. They know that their healthcare system is not the greatest in the world, but they're taking due diligence to get ahead of the COVID-19. But what they've seen is they're now seeing the Himalayas for the first time, their mountain ranges that they haven't seen in years because of the smog. So there's a bigger picture is what I'm trying to say from all this. I totally empathize and I relate that, you know, this is a health crisis that's going to start to move into a financial crisis for many. But through this all, it literally is the caterpillar. It requires a season of isolation so it can become the butterfly. And some people are going to, you know, I get all sorts of rhetoric against me. You know, you're crazy, or you know, you're wrong, or you're a con man, or, you know, religious stuff. But I can tell you that, you know, some people come to me, some people call me crazy, and other people call me for advice. And so what I'm telling you is use your discernment, use your intuition to make an informed decision, and be careful of the emperor's new clothes. Be careful of the political and the religious rhetoric out there and all the information that goes through on social media, because it's a lot. It's like drinking from a fire hose, and it can be overwhelming. And if you don't know what your intuition is, if you don't know how to use discernment and actually tune in, then please visit my site, marklanehart.com, or, you know, ask for a visitor's pass to my spiritual development group, which meets tonight, every Wednesday. I've got an amazing group of students all around the country in Canada, and we work on how to tune in. It doesn't have to be the psychic. It doesn't have to be the mediumship. It can be the spiritual path. It can be working with your intuition. You know, Eckhart Tolle reminds us that awareness is the greatest agent for change. And boy, I think we're all aware right now, aren't we? We are all aware of the changes that are in front of us. And no one is above the law here. You know, rich, poor, middle class, Republican, Democrat, independent, doesn't matter what country you live in, COVID-19 is here. It's one of many pandemics that have been part of our history, and it's not going anywhere fast, just so you know. If you follow history, you follow the data, you follow the science, and you follow the truths, you know that we're in a new paradigm shift. So we're going to be getting ready for our very first break, and I just want to, you know, think about what Mark Twain reminded us back in the day. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it is time to pause and reflect. Whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, which there's a lot of people, depending on what majority of the world or what majority of, you know, political faction you follow, this is a good time to pause, to reflect, to rest, to rejuvenate, and to remember what life looked like before COVID-19, but also have awareness to what the world, the planet is going to look like after COVID-19. And there will be an after COVID-19. I do believe in the magic. I do believe, you know, that I'm going to fill my journey with the amazing things that people are doing. The assistance of our first responders, our nurses, our doctors, our railroad workers, our truck drivers, our store clerks, our mailmen and mail women. There are people on the front lines that are keeping this running. And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Keep those essential workers in your mind and in your hearts as they are helping us as we stay home and in isolation to believe in the magic, because that's what I'm filling my mind up with. I'm filling up with the positivity on in the world. You might even get a free reading. You never know. You never know with me. Sometimes I just improvise. There's no script. I don't have no script in front of me. But when we come back, we're going to talk about how we surrender to this, how we manifest this, and how we start to create, move in this great transformation. So thank you so much for tuning in and listening. And we'll be back here in 2 minutes. And again, believe in the magic of the moment. This is Inspired Living Radio.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive dedicated community. One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your health care provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Inspired Living Radio. Welcome back from that commercial. I was just listening to that commercial on COVID-19. And yeah, it's a good point. We're alone in this, but we're together in this. And one of the quotes that, you know, really kind of resonated with me during my meditations this morning was a quote from Lori Deschenes, where she talks about life is all about balance. You don't always need to be getting stuff done. Sometimes it's perfectly okay and absolutely necessary to shut down, kick back, and do nothing. And, you know, that's where we're at. That's, you know, this is the balance that we're trying to find. It's just, you know, it's just interesting how quick this came on from a global perspective and how quick this moved around the world, where one minute you're working, The next minute, the switch is shut off. You're told to go home and shelter in place, depending on what state you're in the United States. There's different language around everything. Shelter in place, lockdown here in Washington State, we are known as stay home, stay healthy. Again, you know, you may not be sick, but you don't know if you have COVID-19. You don't know if you have the actual virus, and it may have no symptoms at all, but you're a carrier, and that's how the virus moves, is through movement of people. And if the people just pause and stop and rest, and it's okay to do that, it's just been hard. It's like hitting the brakes, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, we're not doing anything. We're sitting at home. We're binge watching Netflix, or maybe some of you are writing a book about this. There's going to be some amazing information and stories and science and innovations and technology that comes from this. But right now, this is the time to pause, to reset. The great global pause and reset is what I keep calling it. Because I don't know what else to call it. You know, I know some people were itching to get back to work, but it's going to be, you know, this is going to be a while. You know, psychically, I started picking up on COVID-19. I had heard about COVID-19, like I said in my video on my Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. I had heard about COVID-19 the day after Christmas. Both my wife and I were told by somebody that traveled to China. And yeah, it originated out of China, and China is now starting to open back up, but it's been 70 plus days before they did that. And we don't know if that's going to create another wave, if we're going to get more pandemics. But I had heard about this, and we started making preparations back all the way in early January as I continued to watch this information. And then it slowly made its way to Seattle. Like I said, just about 8 miles from where I live in Kirkland, Washington, there is a nursing home where the first case and the first death was actually reported. And I started reaching out to my contacts at FEMA, the VA, EMS here, Harborview Medical Center, to see what was going on, what was the data, what was the science, what were the patterns. I always follow patterns as a numerologist. And the patterns were showing nothing but severe carnage coming our way. But I'm happy to report today. Today is April 8th. Love the power of the 8. And I'm happy to report today that Seattle is no longer on the top. Washington State's no longer on the top of the states list. We've dropped down. We've actually been shipping some of our ventilators and beds to other parts of Washington State to help those rural hospitals that are seeing spikes, sending stuff to New York. And, you know, my prayers and thoughts are just with those cities that are really being impacted right now, whether it's Chicago, New Orleans, New York, New Jersey. And, you know, if you just isolate, this is what's going to be. And I hope that we will all follow that and listen to that. So because it's bringing balance, and it's okay from time to time to have balance. There's one, you know, one reminder that I want to give you, because it's easy to get caught up in angry and frustrated with maybe what you're seeing in following. But then you hear something different that creates misinformation or confusion or lies, or, you know, lack of truth. And 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. So just think about that. It's really easy to get caught up in anger and frustration and trying to control something that you can't control. And today's, you know, message is about the importance of resetting and taking a pause, because we don't know what the future holds for us. You know, Abraham Lincoln reminds us the best part about the future is it comes one day at a time. And I can only imagine what he endured during the Civil War. There was, you know, plagues and pandemics that were during the Civil War as well. You know, it's not just the flu of 1918. We have the Russian flu from 1889 to 1890. We have, you know, the 18th century Great Plague of the 1700s. We got the Black Death Plague, the bubonic plague that people know, from 1347 to 1351, that lasted several years and killed over 200 million people. We have the Cholera 6 outbreak that, you know, from 1817 to 1923. If you look at the years that these pandemics and these viruses live, again, history is a good teacher. Be a student of history. Be a student of life. And if you go back and you go back to the history of pandemics, you'll see that throughout histories, as humans spread across the world, infectious diseases have been a constant companion along the human species, along the Homo sapiens. Even in the modern era, you know, outbreaks are nearly consistent. And again, some of the history's most deadliest pandemics are from, you know, the viruses like what we're experiencing today, the novel coronavirus, also known as COVID-19. and, you know, yellow fever in the late 1800s. We're even still dealing with AIDS today. AIDS is a virus. AIDS is, you know, started in 1981 and is going through the present. And that's, you know, killed anywhere between 25 and 35 million people. And at first it was, you know, the data and the science was, you know, based on people's sexual orientation, and it spread through, you know, that community very fast. But we've learned a lot since then, and we know that, you know, this virus can attack people in different ways, just like COVID-19 is attacking people in many different ways. And we'll learn a lot from this. We've had MERS, we've had SARS, we've had the Ebola, we've had the swine flu. We forget about the swine flu that just took place from 2009 to 2010 that killed over 200,000 people. Now, when the novel coronavirus is said and done, it hasn't run its course yet, it hasn't reached its apex, especially around the globe and especially here in the United States, there will be more people, unfortunately, that transition into the spirit world. You know, as a spiritual medium, I feel this. I feel, as an empath, as a sensitive, I feel that global consciousness, that burden of how many people are moving into the spirit world unnecessarily. And I say that because I did a show about a year ago. I did a podcast where I talked about how many people on average move into the spirit world, heaven, death and dying, if you will. It's about 50,000 people a day around the globe. And that stems not from COVID-19. That can stem from a car accident, a plane crash, sickness, suicide. You know, and what's interesting is as I watch this virus hitting everybody, people are trying to compare it to the flu. It's not the flu, guys. I know that a lot of people pass into spirit from the flu every single year, but this is much different. This is a virus that's attacking, not based on, you know, state boundaries or the color of your skin or your religious orientation. And it moves and it spreads by movement. And the flu, you know, moves as well, but it is a different strain. And people try to compare that, say, oh, well, the flu's killed more. There's more suicides. That's true. But this is a pandemic that will stay ongoing if we don't curb it. And if we don't curb or flatten the curve, this can stay with us for many years. Like I said, if you go back and look at history, you'll realize that a lot of our pandemics have been around and will stay around and could prolong for many years to come. My concern as a psychic is, what is the next pandemic? What is the next virus to come our way? Because again, it's nothing new. It's just been 100 years since we've really seen something of this global scale that's caused us all to have this great pause and reset that we find ourselves in now. There's a quote from Thich Nhat Hanh that talks about peace, happiness, and joy is possible during the time I drink my tea. And that quote's always kind of been with me, because as the world, like I said earlier before the break, you may feel like this is the twilight zone. You may feel like there's a lot of, you know, it's easy to move into fear and negativity with everything that's going on. But if you just sit back and, you know, focus on what you can control, which are your thoughts, you can control how you react to, you know, certain stimuli or certain conversations or certain political posts. Trust me, I get a lot of stuff coming at me these days. When I try to post something inspirational, somebody is going to come up with a negative comment. And it's funny because, you know, it seems like there's a lot of negative people out there, and they always seem to have a negative response for the solution. And that's easy to cause that anger. And it brings me back to what I say. In 1 minute of anger weakens the immune system for 4 to 5 hours. However, 1 minute of laughter boosts the immune system for 24 hours. So would you rather be in a place of having a minute of anger to weaken your immune system for 4 to 5 hours? Or would you want to move into a time, especially when we're in a crisis, a health crisis, that's slowly starting to move into a financial crisis for many around the planet? But do you want to improve your immune system? Do you want to increase for 24 hours your immune system? And you do that through laughter, you do that through breath work, you do that through meditations, you do that through good sleep and diet and exercise and getting out if you can, depends on where you're at. You know, like in France and Italy, they're making you stay inside. Here in Seattle, we can still get out and have walks, but we observe social distancing. And the reason that we're observing social distancing is because we know the virus spreads based on movement. Now, what's going to be interesting to me from a psychic standpoint is how we interact socially. Is handshaking going to be a way of the past? Is more of the namaste or bowing like the Japanese culture has done for many, many years to reduce spread of viruses? Is that going to take place in the rest of the world in the United States? I've never been a fan of handshaking, to be honest with you. I know that I'm going to put my hand over my heart, or I'm going to bow, or I'm going to do the namaste, or even just a fist bump is where I'll be moving forward after this is all said and done. So I guess I'll never make it as a politician in this world because I'm not willing to kiss babies and shake hands. So there you go. But it's going to be interesting, and I talked about this in my January 8th. You can go to the Ohm Times archives or marklainhart.com and pull up my podcast where I talked about my psychic predictions from January 8th, 2020 of this year after coming and learning about COVID-19 after Christmas. And part of my predictions were this great coming together. And I'm going to stay with that, guys. I know I'm going to get a lot of pushback and, you know, hate comments and negative comments, because that's just the world we live in. And if you're out on social media, just be prepared to get attacked if you go out on social media. But I'm going to stay with that. There's a great coming together. There is a great lesson in self-mastery and how we're going to self-master this. And also how we're going to have sustainability. And like I said, sustainability for the planet, as we humans are put in time out for being bad humans, being bad tenants. And the landlord said, bad tenants, stay inside so I can, you know, so the planet can heal. We're already seeing amazing signs from India to Venice to California. Even on April 4th, there was a huge global healing and meditation that took place that I was a part of. And boy, you could just feel the vibrations. You could feel that energy and that frequency. And it was interesting because even some of the scientific magnetic fields where they measured the magnetic field of the planet, they actually were able to track some of the consciousness of meditations at a global scale. So we know that there's power in prayer. We know there's power in meditation. And I always just remind people, prayer is thought going out. Meditation is just listening back for that response. And right now, you know, for many months, the people on Earth stood still. And this was a chance to change things for the better. And that's where I'm going to go. I know that there are tough times ahead. There are trials and tribulations for many ahead. I'm a realist, but I'm also an inspirer in knowing that things are going to happen for the better. That's why we're going through this great global pause and reset. And if we come together and we listen to intuition and we listen to discernment to make an informed, logical decision, I truly believe that the majority of the population, not everybody, there's always going to be, if you go back through history, there's always been 30%, regardless of what, political faction you fall into. There's always been 30% all the way from history past. So but I believe that the majority of people know that there's something off. The majority of the population knows within their soul that, something, Twilight Zone, this is out of balance. There's something that's not right. And together, that's where we start to move through this rest and pause period to connect to ourselves, connect to, what Lori was talking about, about balance. We've been going, ego, work, money. Sorry, that song just kicked into my mind. But we do need a time of rest. We do need a time of balance. We do need a time of reflection. We do need a pause. We need this great global pause. And it's perfectly okay and absolutely necessary to shut down, kick back, and do nothing. And again, I know for some of you, it's going to be difficult based on financial means and the next paycheck and paying those bills. But believe in the magic. And, there's a lot of charities out there. I am, for my birthday, I've just posted a donation to Feed America to help our food banks, local food banks, and that's what I'm asking for my birthday, which is going to be here in just a few weeks, actually, another year around the sun, as they say. And there are ways to get involved. If you, even from the comfort of your own home, there are ways to Give back and pay it forward and set up a donation, help your local food bank. A colleague of mine is out delivering food right now to the elderly. And there are ways that you can serve. And this is, you know, as the Surgeon General just said the other day, this is our great Pearl Harbor moment, our great 9/11 moment, where we can pull together over the next few weeks and really start to have a community and let go of the politics and let go of the religion and let go of the differences that make who we are and it makes, you know, up a democracy of freedom, but also realizing that something is off and, you know, coming to that point where you make an informed decision based on your discernment, based on your prayers, based on your intuition. I have no doubt that the unseen world or the spirit world or your angels, your guides, your ascended masters, whatever your belief system is, we'll make that connection for you, and you'll find that, you know, there's a lot of good things that are happening in the planet too, but the worst is yet to come. But we'll get through it together, just like a ship goes through a storm. You do it together. You remember your training. You batten down the hatches. You secure all gear, and you get ready for the big swells that are coming your way, and you stay the course, always moving forward. So why is it important to allow time for the pause in life? When we come back from our second break, I'm going to be talking about that. Also going to just lead you through a nice quick meditation. Again, if you want to call in and if you want to have a conversation, please do so. Love to hear from our inspired listeners all around the planet. You can follow us on Facebook as well. The Facebook page is literally called Inspired Living Radio. About 1,200 listeners around the globe right now and growing. I remember when we started with 2 with Kim and I back in the day 5 years ago. You can also follow us at Twitter and Instagram under the handle Inspired4Us. That is the number 4. And right now you may not feel very inspired. That's why we're doing it for you. Inspired4Us on Twitter and Instagram. So make sure to get on those so you can get more information when we're doing the live shows and the podcast and when I'm doing my spiritual takeout through Instagram and YouTube and Learn It Live and Insight Timer. So, why is it important to allow time for the pause? Well, stick around. We're going to go to our second and last break. And when we come back, I'll pick this up on why it's important to allow time for the pause in life, or what we're all experiencing right now, the great global pause and reset.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
All right. Hey, welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. I'm your host, Mark Leinhart, the Intuitive Prospector. Today, we are talking about the great global pause and reset. And before the break, I was going to talk about why it is important to allow time for the pause, not only in life, but right now, especially as we are doing this as a globe, as one species, as humans, regardless of where you live on the planet or regardless of your background, your education, your religious beliefs, your political beliefs, it doesn't matter. We are doing this together, and we are going to be one planet, one people, with many differences across the spectrum. But if we're going to survive this, we do this together by staying in isolation, making informed decisions, trusting science, trusting data, trusting your own intuition, looking at history and seeing what history can teach us. And like I said, I've looked at the history of pandemics. This isn't nothing new, guys, and this is a great time to really focus in as we go through this health crisis / financial crisis, because I do see this being a financial crisis as well. But the great paradigm shift, the great awakening that is taking place right before our eyes. And what we can do, you know, Benjamin Franklin comes to mind when he reminded us the best of all medicines are resting and fasting. And so maybe your diet is going to change a little bit through this. Maybe you're going to have a little bit more fasting. It was interesting. I'll be honest with you. When this, was going, I first heard about this and I started to see the data and the science showing that this was real. Because there were some debates in the beginning if this was real or if this was fake or, that this would pass and nothing would come from this. I realized that's not the case because I looked at history, I looked at the data, I looked at the science, and I trusted my own intuition, which I talked about on January 8th, 2020 of this year before it really got serious. And one of the things, that it triggered for me is, I'd seen that Benjamin Franklin quote talking about all the best of all medicines are resting and fasting. It took me back to my childhood when I was growing up. I grew up very poor. I grew up in some of the poorest neighborhoods in Washington State, and sometimes we didn't know where the next meal was going to come from. And so my mind obviously took me to that place of fear and the what-if world of, well, what if I don't have food in the future? What if I have to fast like I did when I was little, not knowing if I was going to, have state assistance or if I was going to have, top ramen or SpaghettiOs or a grilled cheese sandwich. And so it kind of triggered that little boy in me, taking me back to, those times of when I, would sometimes be hungry and fasting. I called it starving back then. I didn't realize that fasting was a thing. I wasn't aware of that knowledge. But it just kind of triggered some stuff. And you're going to find through this period that there are going to be triggers for you, the fear that will trigger, from financial to health to social to your family interactions. But this is a great time to pause and work into your breath and work into meditation. It takes me back to, there's a book that Terry Hershey writes talking about the power of pause. And if you want to check out another good book, it's The Gifts of Imperfection, a Guide to a Wholehearted Life by Brené Brown, where she talks in her book about the dig deep button. And a lot of us right now are going to have to dig deep from health, social, financial, mental, spiritual. We're going to have to dig deep. If you don't know Brené Brown, I love her from her story of dedication and persistence and never well-known international author. She actually was told several times and denied and rejected on so many levels for her book. It kind of reminds me of J.K. Rowling's with Harry Potter, the same concept of never give up, never give in. And, even Winston Churchill comes to my mind about deserve victory. And, fear is a reaction, courage is a decision, as he would always say. And I truly believe that's where we're at as Americans, as the United States of America, and for our global neighbors in Canada and Mexico and all around the world. I think of my colleagues in Italy and Spain, especially the UK, where I've studied for the last decade on spiritualism and mediumship and psychic. I've got a lot of friends over there. And just, we're going to have to hit the dig deep button, as Brené Brown refers to her lack of pausing. There's a lack of pause, if you will. And, the dig deep button is a secret level of pushing through when we're exhausted and overwhelmed. And when there's just too much to do or there's just too little time for self-care, as, Brown wrote about. I've seen that for myself. Just go, go, go. And finally, I have to hit the pause button. And I need to you know, refuse to automatically hit that dig deep button, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to find my way through this, but I just need to sometimes pause and go within. The only way out is in, as they like to say. So again, some of the best of all medicines are resting and fasting, and I hope that you take this time to do that with your loved ones, and that you're doing something maybe you've never done before. You're getting to know your family members maybe in a deeper way than you never knew before. Maybe you're kind of, you know, having cabin fever. But find ways to stay productive. Find ways to surrender to what is, because we can't control it, and it could be with us for a while. Learn to manifest during this time. What do you want to manifest in 2020? This is a great year. It's the power of the four. 2020 is also a master number from a numerology standpoint. 22. And the 22 is, you know, very impactful. It's all about peace and finding peace. And maybe we need to find peace with ourselves and peace with our planet. But this is a good time to surrender, to manifest, and to create. Because when we create, the year of the 22 or the 2020, the master number is literally referred to as the master builder. How we're going to transform through all of this, how we are going to ascend through all of this. Yes, will there be more people diagnosed and testing positive for COVID-19? Absolutely. Are there going to be more people that pass into the spirit world from COVID-19? Absolutely. But we are going to come together, and we're going to stay positive, and we're going to transform, because we know, is there a better world ahead of us through this? Absolutely. And it's the master builder year, so focus and fixing, dedicated work, very much stuff I talked about in January 8th podcast, and here we are 4 months later. It's just interesting, from January 8th to April 8th, it's literally 4 months, and I'm sitting here in isolation in Seattle, Washington. You never know what the future holds, guys, and that's what I'm saying, what, you know, Abraham Lincoln talked about. The best part about the future is it comes one day at a time. So that's where I want your focus to be. I want you to surrender to what is. You're only in control of your thoughts and how you respond. I want you to manifest what you want. I want you to move into that creation period, because we know that great things, great innovations, great songs, great movies, great books, great inspirations come from a time of pause. I think back to Newton during the bubonic plague in the 1600s, where he was actually, they had to stay in quarantine and isolation, and he couldn't go to Cambridge. And he actually sat during this time of rest, during this time of pause, and he, you know, started to come up with the concepts of calculus. Now, I'm not a big math guy, so don't ask me about calculus. I don't think I've ever used it after high school. But he also came up with the theory of gravity, which, you know, changed science in great many ways. So go back and look at history of all the great things that have happened during a time of rest and during a time of pause. And you'll find that, you know, there's some great transformations and ascensions that have come through that. You know, I think of Tara Brach that talks about in her book Radical Acceptance. Through the sacred art of pausing, we develop the capacity to stop hiding, to stop running away from our own experience. We begin to trust in our natural intelligence, in our natural wise heart, in our capacity to open to what arises. And the planet's already healing. We're seeing science of that. We're seeing data of that. As you know, as people move into the spirit world, unfortunately, there is a great healing process that's also taking place. So look at the bigger picture. Don't get caught up in the misinformation and the rhetoric, especially if it's religious or political or social media. Be careful that of the media that you're watching, what you're taking in, and move to a place where you can really focus on your intuition, your discernment, and connect to make an informed decision for your family, for your life. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Who am I to tell you what to do? This is all up to you. You come into this world alone, and so shall you return, as the old proverb goes. And, you know, so you have to make an informed decision for what's right for you and your family. But I have faith in us, and I have no doubt that you can get to that solution or that answer that you're looking for if you take the time to disconnect so that you can have time to reconnect. So, Master Builder year, the year of 22, 2020 is the year of the four. Time to surrender, manifest, create, and bring into reality when this is all said and done. So with that, real quick, we have a few minutes before the end of the show. What I thought I would do is just, if you would, if there's any callers, I don't think we had any callers today, but if You want to call in 202-570-7057. We can have a quick chat. If not, I'm going to do a quick meditation and some breath work for you. Again, if you want to follow us, you can follow us on Facebook under Inspired Living Radio and post your question there. If you don't want to bring it live to air, no worries. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter under the handle Inspired for Us. The number to call again is 202-570-7057. If you have a question, I'd love to hear from you. If not, you can post a question to Facebook. And if I don't get to it now, I'll pick it up on my next show, which will be in 2 weeks, which we're going to have a very special guest. Don't want to announce it yet, but I have confirmed and he will be on. He's a very well-known, famous international spiritual medium, and we're going to be talking about this from a mediumship standpoint and how COVID-19 and this global pandemic is impacting people that are empathic, sensitive, mediums. It's going to be a great conversation, so I hope that you'll tune in for that. So, with that, if everybody would just take a nice deep breath with me. This is something that you can do anytime that you're feeling that stress, that fear, that worry, that doubt, that misinformation, is just to pause. It just allows you to take a beat. It allows you to take a breath in your life. And you'll be surprised at how many people don't take this pause to breathe right, to breathe true, to breathe deep. This is something that I realized in my own path through Qigong studies and the power of breath and what breath can do for you. So take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And as you breathe in, your stomach should actually extend out. Hold on to that energy, that prana, that love. Breathe in what you want. Breathe in intention. And then exhale what you don't. And so when you find yourself in this place of fear, of doubt, of anxiety, of depression, pause, rest, rejuvenate, reflect, reset, reignite. And if you do that through the power of breath, it helps to calm the mind. Through the power of my own teachings and Qigong and Soma breath and meditations, we find that we can calm the mind down because the mind wants to make things more real than what they need to be. And we do that through the connection of breath. Sometimes you just need to press pause to let everything sink in. So take another nice deep breath in. Breathing in through the nose, allowing the air to move through the nasal passageway, warming up that air, coming down the throat into the top of the lungs. Breathing in what you want. Exhaling what you don't. Breathing in love. Exhaling worry. Breathing in gratitude. Exhaling stress. And if you just do this at least 5 to 10 times, just take a second to pause, to reset, to rejuvenate, and allow yourself to reignite, you'll find that there is magic in the moment, and there are many positive things to find in a world that's gone chaotic and crazy. And it's like finding that center of the spoke and not being caught up in the wheel. And we can do that all through the power of breath, through the magic in the moment. And just enjoying what's in front of you. What's in front of you right now? Are you stopping to smell the roses? Sometimes that pause is spent with family, friends, even over digital drinks if you want, digital happy hours if you want. I've done many of them through video conferencing. But really connecting to yourself, connecting to your family, your friends, your pets, what's going on the planet. Because these can be some of the most joyous moments of your journey and help you learn a lot about yourself, the world around you, history, and what's to come in the future. And there is a bright future ahead of us. But we got to get through the rough seas first in order to get to that smooth sailing. And I'm just going to read the mantra that I opened the show with, because we like to say you are the inspired and the inspiration. Take another nice deep breath in. Put a big smile on your face. And when you're ready to release that energy, exhale, letting it all go away. Taking the time to disconnect so you have the time to reconnect. And the mantra was magic. I believe in magic. I see evidence of it all the time. And though the tricks can probably be explained away by something sensible and ordinary, I would rather not ruin the fun. Other people can fill their days with mere coincidence. I fill mine with, holy crap, that's unbelievable. And that's what I hope that you'll do as we continue to move forward, that you'll surrender, you'll manifest, you'll create. And most importantly, you'll pause and rest, rejuvenate, reflect, and when you're ready, to reignite. You can do that through just the simple power of breath and meditation and prayer. The more silent and still you become, the more you'll actually hear. Rumi reminds us of that. So I hope you take this time to reflect, to rejuvenate, to rest, to reset, to pause, and to reignite, as we will emerge as the butterfly. But first, the caterpillar requires a season of isolation so we can have that higher perspective and come together as one planet, as one species, all in love, not in fear. Stay home, stay healthy, stay kind, stay humble, and most importantly, stay in love. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, caring, and compassionate. Most importantly, dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live. Namaste.